16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
In yesterday's class, we talked about the origin of advertising. Today, we're going to look at the features of advertising mediums. First, newspapers are the oldest advertising medium, and they're still popular because of flexibility. Advertisements can be placed anywhere on the page and can be of any size. The next medium of advertising is television. It reaches a large audience, and its advertisements use action, words, sound, and music to make us want to buy products. The third medium is posters. Posters come in all sizes, from giant signs to flyers handed out on the street. You can see them on the side of buildings, on roadsides, or in front of movie theaters. Finally, the advertising medium that is the newest and fastest growing is the internet. It can deliver targeted messages directly to consumers based on their shopping behavior. Because of this feature, it's considered to be the most powerful medium of advertising. Now, I'd like you to discuss which advertising medium you see the most in your lives.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
In yesterday's class, we talked about the origin of advertising. Today, we're going to look at the features of advertising mediums. First, newspapers are the oldest advertising medium, and they're still popular because of flexibility. Advertisements can be placed anywhere on the page and can be of any size. The next medium of advertising is television. It reaches a large audience, and its advertisements use action, words, sound, and music to make us want to buy products. The third medium is posters. Posters come in all sizes, from giant signs to flyers handed out on the street. You can see them on the side of buildings, on roadsides, or in front of movie theaters. Finally, the advertising medium that is the newest and fastest growing is the internet. It can deliver targeted messages directly to consumers based on their shopping behavior. Because of this feature, it's considered to be the most powerful medium of advertising. Now, I'd like you to discuss which advertising medium you see the most in your lives.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 매체가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 안녕하십니까? 2016학년도 대학 수학능력 시험 9월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2016학년도 대학 수학능력 시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. Can you fix these pants? I want to shorten them 2 centimeters.
Sure, Kevin. I can fix them after I finish this work.
Okay. When are they going to be ready?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve, did you place the order for tomatoes for our special menu tomorrow?
Yes, Chef. Yesterday I ordered 30 boxes of tomatoes.
No, I said 13. 30 boxes will be too many.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, morning show listeners. I'm Susan Rogers, chairperson of the River Run Planning Committee. I'd like to tell you about this year's River Run. The run will be held on Saturday, October 20th. The 10-kilometer course starts at Riverside Park, goes along the river, and finishes back at Riverside Park. Anyone over the age of 14 can participate in the run. Registration is open until Friday, October 5th. But due to the popularity of the run, people who are interested need to register early. All runners will get a t-shirt donated by local businesses, and those who finish will get a medal. Join the River Run and enjoy the beautiful river. For more information, visit our website at www.riverrunproject.org.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
It's the list of children's classes at the community center. I'm thinking of enrolling Jimmy in a musical class.
Musical class? Why?
I heard some of Jimmy's friends took the class last year and they really loved it.
Don't you think Jimmy is too shy?
That's why he needs a musical class. I think it helps children develop a strong belief in themselves.
What do you mean by that?
I mean Jimmy can learn to express himself to other people by acting, singing, and dancing.
Maybe. But I guess he can get the same benefit by spending more time playing with his friends.
Well, there's more. At the end of the course, the class will perform a musical in front of people. It'll make him confident in everything he does.
That makes sense. Then let's see what he thinks.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing good. It's been a year since I saw you last in your studio.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I know. By the way, what's the idea for the movie poster?
Didn't you talk about it with the director?
Not really. We didn't have time.
You know your role as a high school student who's pursuing her dream as a professional soccer player, right?
Yeah. I really love my character.
Good. I think it fits you very well. So, I'm going to take a picture of you shooting a goal.